All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. I am speaking with Helen Bratton, and she is giving us some great information about some very significant happenings right here in the Augusta area. The Augusta African American Historical Society, 22 monuments up and down Laney Walker Boulevard, both sides, and letting us know some people who have made some significant contributions to society. Could you share a few of those people with us?
Sure. You know, we say it's a stroll through our legacy. And have a lot of relatively unknown figures that made great contributions. Of course, we're familiar with A.R. Johnson, who was our first African-American licensed to teach by the state of Georgia. And we have our A.R. Johnson School. Lucy Laney, we are familiar with her. But what about Reverend Samuel B. Wallace? He was the founder of the Wallace Branch Library right there on Laney Walker. Also, we have Dr. George Nelson Stoney. He collaborated with Dr. Walter Reed in research used for the development of treatment to combat tropical diseases. And we have our own Dr. James E. Carter Sr. He was our first black dentist. Sidney Bojack Walker. He was the lightweight boxing champion of the world. And I didn't know that when I said, we have a boxer? And it was like, sure we do. Also, we're familiar with Butterfly McQueen.
Yes.
Butterfly McQueen, star of Gone with the Wind. I don't know nothing about birth and babies. We have a lot of folks. And you just mentioned about Frank Yerby. You didn't even know some of the accomplishments he had done because we knew he was a writer and an author. But he also sold books in more than 80 countries and translated in 22 languages. So we have a lot going on for us that we want folks to know.
Yeah.
We hear a lot about what is bad, what is wrong with us. But we have something to be proud about, and we just want to share it.
And one of the things that you were mentioning as a possibility, something that you really want to get going, is really make that stroll through our legacy something that comes alive for people all across the city.
That's
as they
right.
come down and view it. How would that happen?
Well, this is still on the thinking table, but we want to have something like a festival and have the street available and have vendors and people coming out, especially for our youth. We want our youth to come out and become a part of this. And maybe it will plant a seed somewhere where they say, I didn't know that. Maybe I can do that too. Because we have a lot of youth not knowing what they want to do and being confined because someone told them they couldn't do it.
I tell you what, and just finding out that you can, and very often when we find out that there's someone who we can more closely relate to who did it.
That's right. Looks like us.
Yes. Yes.
Looks like us.
So one of the things that you have going on, too, is that you all have a very, very special event that can really help the community connect with the society, and something taking place just next week, as a matter of fact.
That's right. On Thursday, October the 18th at 7 p.m. at Payne College, their Hill Complex, we are going to have, we're launching a series of presentations, and this will be the first one. And as I said, it's Thursday at 7 o'clock. We're going to have Dr. Bobby Donaldson, professor of history from the University of South Carolina. He will be our first presenter,
awesome.
And we're excited. And he's going to talk about our black history in Augusta. And, of course, we will have a reception to follow. And this is free to the public, open to everyone. And we know that we're black history, but there's a lot of white folks. And, as you say, other types of cultures that they want to know their history and how they intermingle. So we're inviting everyone to come out and be with us.
So that's next Thursday, October
18th, 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
Payne College.
The Hill Complex.
That's right. And if you have an interest in history, this is the place you want to be. Because we have folks that, when they talk, especially, I mentioned to you earlier about Dr. James Carter.
Yes.
And when he starts talking about history, you can see it. When he talks about what is happening along the old Savannah River area and Springfield Baptist Church and Hines and Haynes Institute and all these things. You can actually see it before your eyes.
And that is a treat, a rare treat. Ladies and gentlemen, next Thursday, to be here before you know, so put it on your calendar today so you won't forget. And in the meantime, you're sharing with us that people can indeed get involved by participating as a member of the society.
That's right. We need all kind of folks who are interested. And as I said earlier, we're into social media, so we even need some technical folks on our staff, which that's one of our weak links. But we're looking for people who are interested in reading and research and sharing and talking with families and just getting details. It takes a lot of work to put together those monuments, those inscriptions on the monuments. And we're losing our people, unfortunately, because they're older. But anybody that would like to come out and help with us, we're happy to have you.
So is there any contact information? Can they go online? Would they need to see you all next Thursday to talk about it?
See us next Thursday, because we're building it from there.
Awesome. Helen Bratton, thank you so much for joining me today to talk about the society, and I appreciate the great work that you all are doing for us.
Thank you so much.
All right, everyone. The Augusta African American Historical Society. Join them next Thursday, October 18th, 7 p.m. at the Payne College Hill Center, and make sure that you find out what you can do to possibly be a part. Till next time.